Morning, everyone. Josh here, Solopreneur Grind, episode number 41. And it is definitely Wednesday, April the 17th. What is in the background right now? If you're watching on YouTube, I've relocated for the week. I am at home for the week for the holidays. I decided to come home a few days before the long weekend in order to spend more time at home, because as a solopreneur, you can work from anywhere. So I'm in the basement right now. Hence the random clothing surrounding me. But for anyone who knows production, sound production, apparently being in rooms with lots of clothing and fabric and stuff, it's good for production because it sucks up the echoes and stuff. I don't really know. Anyways, hopefully your week's going well on this Wednesday. Mine's going pretty well. And I wanted to stick with our theme for the week, which is content. And what I realized this morning when I woke up was I'm not at home, right? So you wake up, you're in a different bed. Maybe you didn't sleep as well. Maybe you're on a different schedule because your parents are going to work at a certain time. If you're following me on Instagram, my mom has a dog. The dog's running around making noise, but he's pretty cute, so it's okay. And what I quickly realized was my routine went right out the window. And what that really made me realize is that the best way to put out a lot of consistent content is to have a very formidable routine. And that's what I have back at home. And it was completely thrown for a loop when I woke up this morning. So hence this daily is coming out later in the day than usual. Normally it'll come out around 8:30. It's now 9:20 a.m. So hopefully it'll be up in the next 10 or so minutes. But it really made me appreciate my routine back home, because that is what I think helps me be so consistent, like with almost anything in business, right? So I talk about whether it's sales, marketing, cold emailing, you know, anything. The more of a routine you have for it, the easier it'll be to stick to it. Because the reason I think that's the case, and I've thought about this a little bit lately, is not that it makes it easier to do it per se, because you still have to get up and do the same stuff. It makes it easier to realize when you're not doing it and to kick back into the right routine. So I'll give you an example. Every morning, typically I sit down at my table around 8:15 to record this daily. And what I do is I record it live on YouTube and I record it via my headset for the podcast, just the audio as well. And what I've really gotten to the routine of, not is just the time, but all of the equipment I need. So I need my laptop, I need my USB microphone, I need my headset, I need my phone, I need the plug for the USB mic, and completely by out of routine, I bring my to-do list, and I put my phone on my to-do list while I'm recording. Now, I don't need the to-do list at all, but it's just, I've been doing it since day one, so I haven't stopped. But the great thing about all of that is, the second one of those things is missing, I know, because I've been doing it for, this is what, episode 41. I've been doing it for 41 out of the last, I think, 42 business days. I missed one Monday, I believe, but we won't talk about that. But if I go to sit down, I know right away if I forgot a cord, if I forgot my headset, if I forgot my laptop, because it's part of my routine. I've been doing it every day over and over again. And it's just like this morning when I wake up and things are a little thrown off, I know right away that I'm late for the daily, because I have a routine. If you don't have a routine, maybe I record the daily at 8 a.m. some days, 8:30 the next, 9:45 another. Like, when I don't have it spelt out in a calendar or as a to-do list, whether it be creating content, doing sales outreach, doing my accounting at the end of the month, et cetera, if it's not a set time and date kind of thing, it's very easy to lose track or to put it off or anything like that. But if you have it set concretely and then you follow it up with the routine of doing it consistently, same time, same place, in the same way, it's much easier to get it done. So I actually remember thinking before I got started that doing this SG daily would be really hard. Not necessarily difficult to record it, because I love talking about business and I can talk for 5 to 7 minutes about business and my journey any day. I enjoy it. But the actual doing it, right, getting up, setting everything up, doing it, editing it, putting in the description, headline, et cetera, that takes time and it's not easy, especially when other things are popping up. But again, if it's in the routine, it becomes part of your day, and it's almost not even a question, right? It's so now when I wake up Monday to Friday, the question is not, well, what content am I putting out this morning? What time should I do it at? Blah, blah, blah. It's part of my morning routine. And I've posted about my morning routine, you know, get up, stretch, meditate, et cetera, et cetera. And then the ending of that routine is record the SG Daily, add the description, add the title, post it on YouTube, post it on my podcast. And what I've been doing recently is taking a little audio snippet and sharing that on Instagram as well. So that's part of my routine. It's not even a question anymore. So I know for a fact that 5 days a week, you're going to get an SG Daily where I'll be talking about updates about my business, insights, thoughts, opinions, et cetera, to help you through or to get started on your entrepreneurial journey as well. So what's the takeaway here? If you want to put out more content, if you want to do more of anything more consistently, get a consistent routine, right? Don't say, I want to post 3 times a week on Instagram, because then what's going to happen is you're going to wake up Monday. Oh, well, I don't have to do it. I'll do it tomorrow. Oh, Tuesday. Oh, there's still 5 days left. I can still fit the 3 posts in. No, you should make it. I'm going to post every second day on Instagram, and then every second day on your calendar, put in Instagram post. For me, I don't even have the SG Daily on my calendar anymore because it's part of my morning routine. So that's the other thing. If you're working on multiple things, like I have my firm, that's my main gig. So at 9 a.m., well, now it'll be a little bit later this morning. But when I'm at home, my regular routine is 8:30. I record the SG Daily. I post it. 9 a.m., I'm at my desk starting email for the day for my law firm. And it's just concrete. It's set in stone, right? It's like the Ten Commandments. So whatever it is you're looking to make more consistent, make it a routine, put it in the calendar, put it in the schedule, put it in the routine, whatever you're doing. If you don't have one, get started. And trust me, you will see productivity go up, especially as it relates to content. So anyways, that's it for today. Tomorrow, I will probably be back at it earlier as I get used to where I'm at and what's going on. I'm home until Monday. So, you know, sometimes you got to adapt. But that's just part of life. Anyways, hope your week's going well. And if you like this stuff, make sure to subscribe, whether it be to the podcast or YouTube. And feedback is always appreciated, right? I love doing these, but I want to get better and better every week. Do you like it? Do you not like it? What parts do you like? What parts do you not like? Feel free to leave a comment. Or if you're shy and don't want it in public, send me an email, josh@solopreneurgrind.com. Thanks, everyone. I'll see you tomorrow.